news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us once again on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. Matt Catrillo's in the newsroom, says Route 11 is slow getting past Danville's Middle School, and Duke Street is slow in Northumberland. So those are the usual delays in the valley today. On the news line with us now, Christy Lee Peck is with us. She is a judge in the Common Pleas Court system in Cumberland County, but she is running for Pennsylvania Superior Court. So thank you, Judge Peck. Thank you for calling in today.
Good morning. I'm excited. It's election day.
Oh, yeah. How about it? Is it finally here? Is that your reaction? It's finally here.
I've been working the state since January, and it's finally the day. So a reminder to everybody to get out and vote today and bring your friends out to vote. Good citizen activity to do, of course.
And the Pennsylvania Superior Court is one of the courts in Pennsylvania where an individual is elected to that. So maybe an unusual first question might be, should we continue to have elected judges in our world? That debate pops up from time to time.
Well, you know that decision would be up to the voters, so that's different, and that's a good point to start to tell everybody that all of the branches of government do something different, and obviously the court's role is to determine and constitutionality of actions of the other branches of government, but our role is to follow the law, not make the law, and to protect the Constitution. So the question that you just asked actually would be up to the legislature, and then it ultimately would be up to the voters out there if they wanted to change it. But for now, judges are elected, and there are two seats on the Superior Court this year. The Superior Court's role is a statewide judgeship, and their role is to make sure that all the county judges like me are doing our jobs correctly. So you want to make sure that you're electing people that have had experience to do the job. You wouldn't hire a plumber that didn't have experience or a surgeon. You wouldn't put your life in the hands of a surgeon of somebody that didn't have the experience to do the job. So I've been on the bench and Cumberland County for almost 9 years and presiding over every area of law that the Superior Court looks at on appeal. And your listeners should know that I'm coming at it, that I've lived in Pennsylvania all my life, and my heart is in helping people. So that's why I'm running for the Superior Court, is the idea of helping people statewide really appeals to me.
Tell me more about your background. We got a cursory censure on Common Pleas Court. Tell us more about your background and how that will contribute to you as a good Superior Court judge in the future.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So I went to Penn State and Dickinson School of Law, and I've grown up in Central Pennsylvania all of my life. And I was a prosecutor in Lancaster and Cumberland counties before I took the bench. I also did a little civil practice before that. I was elected in 2011, and when I ran, there were two seats open on my local bench in Carlisle, and I worked my tail off around the county, met voters, and I won on both the Republican and Democrat side. And I say that just to tell voters that the same is true here, in the sense that I'm running at this from, it doesn't matter to me if you're a Republican or a Democrat. That's not the conversation that happens in court. In court, my role is to be a truth seeker and to figure out who is telling me the truth and then apply the correct law. It doesn't matter to me what your financial status or walk of life is. I just am in there to help people and to do that by protecting our courts and giving them some justice. I was, before I took the bench, as I said, I was a prosecutor, and one of the areas I really found I had passion for is handling any issues with respect to family and children. So I was a child abuse prosecutor, although I handled homicides. And then when I took the bench, I knew that I could serve families better if I was the decision maker affecting justice, but also in every area of law. So I try to help families. A lot of areas of law interact with each other. Custody cases, children youth proceedings, which is where children are neglected. I've handled that since I took the bench. And let me tell you, it is a heavy weight to handle a lot of times in court when I have 10-year-olds telling me some things that they probably shouldn't know. It's a very sad thing to hear. But sometimes I get to see lots of good things too, like adoptions, and get to see people helping children. So I'm blessed to be serving the public in Cumberland County, and I would like to do that from the Superior Court and make sure that all of our courts are operating as they should be.
Tell me your favorite decision as a Common Pleas Court judge. So maybe one you had to research a little bit more, maybe one that maybe the decision was a little out of the box or maybe a little just unusual for you. What was one of your favorite decisions as a Common Pleas Court judge so far?
You know, it's all the cases where I'm helping people that unfortunately maybe their family has left them behind. As I was just mentioning, one area that, you know, we talk a lot about the opioid epidemic and hearing about heroin addictions, and people don't always focus that we're certainly giving services and trying to hold people accountable from the adult perspective, but there's a lot of fallout on the children. There's children of parents that have heroin addictions, and unfortunately sometimes they get left behind, but then maybe a grandparent steps up to the plate. So those types of things are a lot of sadness, but then a lot of joy to make sure that the child is protected. And then, for example, the other day in court, I had an elderly woman with Alzheimer's, and her family unfortunately have left her behind. But she was they told me that she sat on her bed every day and was ready for somebody to come and pick her up and take her somewhere, but nobody ever came. And fortunately, a neighbor was stepping up to the plate to take care of that person who didn't have a duty to her. So those are the types of wonderful things. Like, it's very sad, but out of some sad situations come some really wonderful things in life. And, you know, that's just when I hear that kind of evidence in court, my heart goes out to them. And all I can think about is, what can I do to help to protect this woman and make her life better?
We hear about individual judges, their judicial attitude, their philosophy, and their temperament. So please, let's look in the mirror. What is Christy Lee Peck, Common Pleas Court Judge's judicial temperament, and how will she behave as a Superior Court Judge?
Well, I come at it every single day, and I'm a better judge now than when I started because I have more perspective. But I come at it, when people come into my courtroom, I ask them, how may I help? It's not like you see in the cartoons of, you know, an older person looking down at the bench like, grumpy, why are you there? It's how can I help? I've been stated by the Pennsylvania Bar Association to have to be fair and to have well-reasoned opinions, and that I treat people in my courtroom with respect. That certainly is the most important thing, is treating people with respect. I explain to litigants when they come in if they're representing themselves, generally the layout of how the proceedings are going to go. So I make sure that everybody understands what's happening in court and that they understand that they'll have a fair hearing.
Has being a judge helped you or changed the way you interacted with other people? Or has always your respectful interaction with other people made you the judge you are today?
Yeah, I actually, you could probably go both of those directions, and that's a good question. It certainly, as I said, I've changed to the extent that I just, in the beginning, whenever you're an attorney, you're an advocate, and whenever you take the bench, you're no longer an advocate. You're just searching for the truth and trying to apply the law correctly. So it changes my perspective, because now I'm no longer an advocate. I'm want to hear every side of the story and hear the evidence before I make a decision. But I guess what I'll say is that, you know, when I was a prosecutor, sometimes when you first come out and you're a prosecutor, you can start to think, well, there's so many people that do bad things or you know, commit crimes. But you quickly learn that, you know, there's a few people that do some really evil things, and then there's mostly people that just make mistakes or have addictions. And the same is true in court. You can start to see lots of sad things happen in court, and it can color your perspective and make you think that it's a sad world. But I was just explaining to you a couple of the instances where, you know, a neighbor stepped up to the plate when they didn't have to. So it's also renewed my faith in humanity a little bit, that there are a lot of good people in the world, too.
All right, well, we have about a minute left, and I'm going to just turn that over to you and let you use that last minute as you see fit. Explain what a good Superior Court judge is going to behave like, or I guess, and reiterate it. I think you've alluded to many of the behaviors of a good Superior Court judge, but we'll give you an open mic here.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me on there, and thank you to the listeners. If they would, there are two seats on the Superior Court this year, so you'll vote for two. And if you would cast one of your votes for me, you'll find that I have the most judicial experience of all the candidates. I've been on the bench the longest, and I handle every area of law that the Superior Court looks at. So I also have the most depth of judicial experience of all of the candidates. I'm coming at this from my heart's in the law and to help people. You'll find that I have had a lot of bipartisan support in the endorsements that I have. So I have the statewide Fraternal Order of Police and the statewide firefighters, corrections officers, Chamber of Commerce, but I've also had building and trade union support. So I say that to tell you that people from both sides have given me endorsements because I believe they see that I'm coming at it from, it doesn't matter which party you are, but rather my role is to be a judge and to help affect justice in the state by treating everyone fairly and with respect and making sure that they're heard whenever they come into my courtroom. So today, when you go out to the vote, to vote today, I'd ask you to pick Peck. I'm number four on the ballot, but pick Peck as one of your choices for the Superior Court.
All right, electjudgepeck.com if you need more information before the day of. Judge Christy Lee Peck, thank you so much for calling in today. Very much appreciated.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. Today's the day to get out the vote. Judge Christy Lee Peck is a Cumberland County Common Pleas Court judge running for Pennsylvania Superior Court. You'll see her on the ballot, fourth in the position, and she is listed as a Republican. And again, electjudgepeck.com, she says, is her website.